I think ukulenkinga enkulu kakhulu sesingasakhulumeli yena imibono yakhe ngodaba lwe Obamacare, Affordable Care Act noma udaba lwe abortion olokukhipha izisu. Iproblem yakhe enkulu kakhulu yikuthi ukhethwe nguTrump ngesikhathi lapho iAmerica ilungiselela ukuya ekhethweni. Sibonile ngo-2016 kukhona lapho kwashona khona omunye ujaji weSupreme Court uObama esasengupresident. UObama wazama ukuthi afake ujaji lapho eSupreme Court, kodwa amaRepublican ayala eSenate esithi wona cha, njengoba sokuyisikhathi sokhetho kuzomele umongameli omutsha ozokhethwa kube nguye ofaka lo muntu. So sibona i-double standard from ama-Republican.
Kulokucabangela phakathi kwama-Republicans ukuthi uBiden alubana ethe wanqoba ulakho ukwengeza inani labahluleli be-Supreme Court. Ubona kungenzeka lokho?
Ludaba oluzoba nzima kakhulu ngoba kuzofanele ukuthi i-constitution i-amend, kube le-amendment e-constitution evumela ukungezelela ilungu labantu abase-Supreme Court, ngoba abahluleli laba nge-constitution kumele babe isitshiyangalolunye 9. So ukuthi baze babalansise njengoba isizotilta ke inkundla le ibe yi-5-4 right now, ngoba sekuzoba la 5 ama-conservative kube le-4 ama-liberals ama-democrats. So kuzohlupa kakhulu. Angiboni ukuthi uBiden nawo ama-democrats ukuthi bazophumelela kukho lokho, ngoba angiboni ukuthi then umbuzo uzoba kuzostopa nini, ngoba kusho ukuthi kungangena upresidenti oli-republican athole ukuthi la inkundla isitiltiwe in favor of ama-liberal, la uzothi hayi nami sengisebenzisa okwemandulo abakubiza i-presidency, lami sengizongezelela ke. And then I think at the end of the day kuzogcina sekuyindlalo nje enganikezi amandla afaneleyo kunkundla ye-Supreme Court.